The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and I've got a whole bunch of real catchy songs all lined up for you this week. And we're just going to just jump right into the music. I know that's a radical concept on a radio station with a music show, but that's just the way I roll. This one here is called Down Here from Shelby Lynn here on Ear Candy.
It's easy to see. School bus bumping over the creek. Does everybody know to see what I keep? But I know God, and He knows me. Down here, church steeples piercing the sunset and busted bicycle chain. Seeing how my eyes open for me, rivers of pain.
$3 bill, 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 my horse down to the water, let him graze a while. Take my horse down to the water, let him graze a while. I have not been down these roads since I was a child. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. Send my things to my niece Laura, she'll keep them for me there. I forgive it all. I forgive it all. With her, I forgive it all. There ain't no money in this deal. I just tag along. No money in this deal, I just tag along. Some things I feel right, somebody else thinks wrong. I forgive it all. I forgive it all.
Cherokee maiden. trip in the blizzard's grip. I'd rather wrestle Satan.
Come a little gal, devil of a gal. Oh, the snow kept coming. Picked her up upon his back.
My God, he loved that woman.
That was Cumberland Gap. That's Dave Rawlings and his longtime partner, musical companion, Gillian Welch, off of Poor Old David's Almanac. And Cumberland Gap, and that's a tune about the passageway into Kentucky. It was long used by Native Americans, and then American settlers started using it, finding their way through this passageway through the Appalachian Mountains into Kentucky. And I believe it was also the site of engagements in the American Civil War as well. So that probably is what the song is about. I need to actually decipher the lyrics a little bit better to know for sure. But Cumberland Gap is a geographical location. There you know. There you go. There's a little bit of a history lesson from a guy who doesn't know the history. Before that, we heard Forgive It All. That's from a band called Mudcrutch. And you're thinking, that's not Mudcrutch. I recognize Tom Petty's voice. And sure enough, that's Tom Petty, but that's his original band. That's the band he put together in Florida and made a record in L.A. with, and then disbanded because the record didn't do well, and formed the Heartbreakers, which included three members of Mudcrutch, as it turns out. And then later in life, Tom put Mudcrutch back together, made two records with him, and Forgive It All is found off the second record. I think it's called Mudcrutch 2. Yes, and what I like about that song, if you know anything about Tom Petty's life history, it's a sad story. You're thinking, oh, he's a beloved rock star and had this extremely long, durable career, a list of hits too long to mention, and all this adulation and glory and so forth, but the actual details of his life were pretty harsh, not nice at all. And I kind of think that song is about going back to Florida where he used to be beat awfully bad by his dad, and he offered forgiveness. And I've noticed something. I don't know if it's a sociologist probably have studied this. But for instance, the longest running conflict in the Americas has been the guerrilla rebellion, if you will, in Colombia by FARC. And they've concluded a peace treaty. So I guess that rebellion is finally, after 50 years of essentially civil insurrection, it has ended. But they, you know, there was lots of murders and kidnappings and all kinds of horrible stuff going on in that country due to this rebellion. And when it came time to vote on a peace treaty, because that's what they did, it was democratic, an interesting thing happened, which was the people who were closest to all the harm, the people who had suffered the most over a half a century, they were the ones that voted most emphatically for the peace treaty. The people who were the furthest away from it and had suffered the least voted against it. Interesting. So there's Tom Petty, and I think he was just making peace with all of the rotten stuff that had happened, because if you carry it with you, it drags you down. That's what happens. We started the show with a song from Shelby Lynn Moore, and it's a track called Down Here, off of a record called I Can't Imagine. And you get her talking about her dark Dixie closet, and the key part of the chorus is a phrase, $3 bill. And if you Google up idiomatic expressions, $3 bill, you'll see what that song is about. And if you come from the South, I think it was probably doubly hard for Shelby Lynn to be a little bit different than the norm. All right, that was an interesting little set of songs. Maybe a little morose for ear candy for what we do. So we're going to rock it up a little bit here in the second set. This is Street Fightin' Son, Bits and Trapper, here on Ear Candy.
I your cruel face. Natural child, terrible child, not your mother's or your father's child, yo. Our child, screaming wild. An ancient lunatic reigns in the trees of the night. Hollow idol's eye. Wild child, full of grace, savior of the human race, up to face, up to face.
And that was Wild Child. Yes, Wild Child. By none other than The Doors. Jim Morrison and The Doors. I guess Jim Morrison would know quite a bit about wild children. I think he was a wild child of sorts. And before that, we heard Albuquerque. I always think of Bugs Bunny cartoons. Then he always used to say, took a left turn at Albuquerque with his Bronx accent. I think so. The group is Mississippi Witch, which is funny. So you got Mississippi, Albuquerque, but I'm pretty sure they were British, kind of a blues rock duo from, oh, a decade back or so. And we started things off with Street Fightin' Son, which isn't kind of like the Rolling Stones' Street Fightin' Man. I don't know what Street Fightin' Son means. It's not S-O-N, right? That's what you're thinking. Oh, it's kind of a play on that, but it's actually S-U-N. So I don't know if sons come down and start to fight on our streets. I'm going to actually have to look at the lyrics for that one. But, you know, bottom line is I don't really care because I just love the song. It's got a nice groove to it and great guitars and it's raucous and catchy. And, yeah, it hits all the right parts of my brain. That's Blitzen Trapper off of American Goldwing. That is that one. I'm not sure what Wild Child record The Doors is on, but it's The Doors. You can look that one up for sure. The Doors, very famous band. And that was a nice little rock set here on Ear Candy. And we're about halfway through the program, and we're going to go poppy, right? Catchy stuff. We're going to start out with something from Carl Newman. Now, Carl Newman, or as he puts his solo records out as A.C. Newman, he put out a solo record called Get Guilty quite a while ago. He doesn't do that anymore. He's married and has kids and realizes, I got a popular band called The New Pornographers. People really like their records and I make money and I can tour with them and I can support my family. What am I doing with solo records that actually sound an awful lot like The New Pornographers, but which people won't buy, people won't go see the tours, and so forth. And I think he's not the first artist to have discovered that, even though he probably thinks, well, I wrote all the songs all along, or most of them, on The New Pornographers. I don't know what the big difference is, but I can't seem to transition into people accepting me as on my own. Just, they don't like it. So, he goes back to the group dynamic and makes perfectly fine records that way. So we're going to hear something from Carl Newman, and then we're going to hear a track from Buck 65 off of 20 Odd Years. We're going to hear something he did with Nick Thorburn of Islands and Mr. Heavenly, a track called Gee Whiz, and then we're going to hear something from People Visit and a track called No Pain Wayne, a little bit of an experimental thing that I love it, just really catchy stuff, a little different, and that's what we're doing. So let's get started. This is The Changeling from Carl Newman, head guy from New Pornographers, here on Ear Candy.
Believe me, I've tried, but there's no explaining. Eyes piled up, you look like a painting. Saintly and sexy, the soft-spoken wind blows. Uncertain curtains cover broken windows. In desperate need of safe haven and inflamed. I walk around Paris unshaven and ashamed. 20-odd years since last time I slow danced. Teenage crisis and the end of romance. I see myself in the form of a wolf. Furry, down on all fours and worried. Uneven colors and the echoes of fly tones. Connections I've lost in a collection of jawbones. Apples and oranges, you decide which. I'm writing graffiti on Suicide Bridge. I once knew a woman who was clever and tough, who said too much makeup is never enough. Her eyelids were heavy with words and desire. She lives underwater with the birds and the fire. And it just so happens I'm selling my psyche. If you like love, you'll love this most likely.
You and me
are meant to be.
That's right.
I love you.
Can't you see?
Whatever partner you do choose,
you have the ability to marry.
I'll never hurt you.
Husbands love your wives.
Love the woman.
Well, here we are again.
These are couple, these treacherous.
I've been patient.
Relationships and love.
Be yeah.
When will you have see me?
Quand viendrez-vous me voir?
Tell me what it is. Gee whiz, I don't
bird girl, sorry I'm too sleepy to make, but the sounds of my dreams always keep me awake. Don't wanna scare the birds away, so I speak soft. Memories like the shows of Vanessa Beecroft. Your bedroom philosophies are so perplexing, but I think these two wooden legs are so sexy. Crimes of sadness, spectacular. You'll be Rossi De Palma and I'll be your Dracula. Vistas of agony decorate a last room. Shoes by the door, on the floor is your costume. Open the trunk with the car key, the odd way. Love songs, call me the Marquis de Sade, Lord of the Files. You lost me, I wonder how. Midnight, meet me at the entrance for the underground. So many questions, but I'm afraid to ask, though I whisper them to Apollinaire by Picasso. I touch all the flowers and break the chain. I wish I could fly, but I'd rather take the train. And it just so happens I'm selling my psyche. If you like love, you'll love this.
That is No Pain, Wayne, here on Ear Candy. That's People Visit. That's Adam Mowry and Pierre Cormier and associated friends all from the St. John area, from Halifax, wherever they currently are out there doing their thing. And a great little record. I like that one. I don't think they actually put that track, oddly enough, I don't think they put that track on their second record. I'm not quite sure why, but I think it was just the B-side, one of the singles they've released from their second record. So if you want to find out about Papal Visit, P-A-P-A-L, right, the Pope, visit at Bandcamp. That is Bandcamp, a website, and you can find your music there. No sweat, no problem. And you can probably find the single with that No Pain Wayne on it too. I just like how they take all that stuff from the voices, little voices they dropped in, the production touches where they've got all those 1950s commercials talking about kitchen appliances and sort of the birth of the consumer society. And I just like how it all fits together. Whether it means anything or not, I think it's like a Rorschach. I think a lot of pop music are like Rorschach tests. That is, you're going to hear what you want to hear. Right? It's like an inkblot test. That's my theory. I could be dead wrong about that. My theories are often completely wrong. You may have figured that out by now. Anyway, let's keep the music rolling. And we're going to do some more pop songs. I've got something from Sam Roberts off of his record Collider, a track called The Last Crusade, which I really like. White Horse, they have a song called Trophy Wife off of Panther in the Dollhouse. You're going to hear that one. And then a song that I have been thinking about playing for, since it came out. I don't know how long ago that was, 9 months maybe. I just thought, I'm not sure about this song. I don't think I like it enough or whatever, but I've been listening to it more and more. And I've got this weird thing that happens to me where I wake up in the morning, there's a song in my head, and I go to bed at night, there's another song in my head. Well, a few times it's been this song, which is a real big hint to me that it's a good one. And it's kind of got a throwback production to, stuff I remember from when I was a little wee child. So we're talking, late 60s, let's say. And it kind of made me think of those days and kind of music that would come through the little AM radio. AM used to be the channel frequency that dominated, not FM. And anyway, so it's all of that. And it's by a trio of women. You'll probably know them all if you're like a obsessive music fan like me. We have Nico Case, who's a popular songwriter, singer-songwriter on her own. K.D. Lang, Canada's own K.D. Lang. And Laura Veers. Now, the last one isn't nearly as well-known as the first two. But they used Laura's husband, Martin Tucker, to be the producer and got great results out of him and made a record. And the record was called, get this, Case Lang Veers. And the track we'll hear from them is Honey and Smoke. But first, Sam Roberts and The Last Crusade here on Ear Candy.
Soldier on. soldier on. This is the last crusade we're on. This is the last crusade we're on. Play the king and you play the pawn. Give up and you soldier on. This is the last crusade we're on. This is the last crusade we're on. Play the king and you play the pawn. Give up and you soldier on. This is the last crusade we're on. This is the last crusade we're on. We'll be right back.
And that was Case Lang and Veers on Ear Candy. And time is running out on the show. Before that, we heard Trophy Wife from White Horse, and we started the set off with The Last Crusade from Sam Roberts. I'm Mark O'Connor. I want to say thanks to all of our radio partners across the country, ranging from the Voice of Bond Bay in the heart of Gros Morne in Newfoundland and Labrador, all the way to the West Coast in Nanaimo, BC, and everywhere in between that has picked up the show and continues to air it. Thank you very much. Gonna end the program with a real fast kind of punky thing from Daniel Romano's little kind of punk project that he calls Ancient Shapes. They've got a couple of records out, and it's very good stuff. This one is called I Want to Put My Tears Back In. Think about that. Yeah. All the things that have caused you tears that you can just undo them all. Wow. Very attractive idea. Come back next week. We'll do it all again. Okay.
You know what, Berg? I like the cut of your jib.
Nod your head, tap your toes, you move your body parts, do whatever feels good. I know I will. Egg McMuffin in French is Earth McMuff. They cost about $1.99. I know a hobby store where they say Crosby's good, but he's no Bobby Orr. Like Don Cherry, nah, he's probably sore. If you needed help, I wouldn't open the lobby door at the theater I used to work at, where I'd greet patrons who came to see Blazin', eat raisins. Please be patient, we changing like screen saving. Dinner's almost ready, I'm cheese great. And B. Mason made this beat amazing. I'm having so much fun, you should be in a police station. So get mom, get dad, get shorty. This year, I'm cheering for Brett Laurie. I bet 40 home runs at least. And if not, well, I'll buy you a bottle of Keith's.
See, this is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. When it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosticated. This is my promise, I only got one little thing on my mind. Cause when it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified. So you gotta be sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated. Sufficiently sophosticated.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rap to the crack of dawn. Who cares the more than area?
You can't front on
now,
that.
Now, sick DJs never share needles. Girls like it when you treat them like their people. I know, respect is so tired. Oh yeah, are then called You're Fired. Now back to cool stuff, like sports bloopers and Star Wars, when Luke and Han are stormtroopers. I love rap like a falafel in a pita bun. Optimus Prime's girlfriend is Alita One. See, it's fun. Better than sniffing antihistamines. Best kept secret, you and I can keep it just between everyone. And up next to free throw, a bank shot like a syringe dealer at BMO. Oh yeah, I know it's a stretch like a limo, but I make you believe make-believe like Neo. Grab the mic at 8, party till 7. It's all good, like everybody in heaven. See, this is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. When it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified, so you gotta be sufficiently sophisticated. This is my promise. I only got one little thing on my mind. Cause when it comes to rhymes, I know you're zombified, so you gotta be sufficiently sophisticated. Sufficiently sophisticated. Sufficiently sophisticated. Sufficiently sophisticated.
Sufficiently sophisticated.
Sufficiently sophisticated.